Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Hello. Something different this week. A story. Robert opened his diary and began writing. It was between the cornflakes and the Cocoa Pops when I first saw a dark angel. I'll never forget it. I could tell that he was big and tall. He was dressed in dark blue jeans and he had black boots, which had four buckles that went up from the ankle to the top of the boot. His jeans were tucked into the boots. The jacket looked like it was made out of faded black crinkled alfoil. I could only see the back of the jacket clearly, and then only up as far as the bottom half of the picture on the jacket. It was a picture of an angel dressed in black with white wings riding a motorbike through a thunderstorm which had lots of lightning in it. Underneath the motorbike were some dark clouds, and written in fancy old-fashioned white writing were the words, "Dark Angels." I knew I had to see him clearly. Mum was coming up behind me pushing the shopping trolley, dodging all the people in the aisle. She was tired and cross. She always hated pushing the trolleys because they never went where you wanted them to go. Sitting in the front of the trolley was my little sister Sophie, who would never sit still and always tried to either jump out onto the floor or reach into the trolley to get something. She was never still. I never liked shopping because Mum always got so grouchy and I'd always get into trouble. But we were nearly finished in the supermarket, which was a good thing because I don't think Mum could fit any more groceries in anyway. I forgot what Mum had sent me to get from the shelf and ran down to the end of the aisle at top speed so I could see the dark angel in the next aisle. I easily dodged all the other trolleys and people and hands reaching for things and only just heard, "Robert, come here," as Mum called out after me. When I stuck my head around the next aisle to peek, two things surprised me. The first thing I noticed was that there wasn't one dark angel, but two dark angels. There was the tall one, the one I'd seen the back of, and there was also another one who was shorter but had a really big tummy. He had real short hair but a real long beard. He also wore a jacket over a black t-shirt, but his jeans were black jeans tucked into his boots. They were now slowly walking down the aisle, looking at the shelves. The shorter dark angel was carrying a couple of things. The other thing that surprised me was that I could see them clearly. There was no one else in that long aisle at all. I could see people at the top end of the aisle look down but keep pushing their trolleys past and not turn in. People behind me were doing the same. Nobody wanted to be in the same aisle as the dark angels. Then I heard the crash. It came from behind me. First there was an "oh no," then the crash with lots of things falling over, then the crying of a young girl who was obviously hurt. I knew what had happened without looking. Sophie had overbalanced the trolley somehow and tipped it over. Serves her right, I thought. I sighed as I turned back to see the damage. "Robert!" Mum's voice called out. It wasn't an angry call. It was just my name called out, but I could hear that Mum was tired, worried, and just needed my help. I hadn't been very helpful at all. When I turned into the aisle, there was the upturned trolley, groceries everywhere, Mum holding Sophie in one arm, shushing her and rubbing her head where she'd bumped it. There were also baked bean tins everywhere that had also been knocked over. Mum was trying to look after Sophie, right the trolley, and put things away all at the same time. The worst thing of all was that no one was helping her. People were either going back up the aisle or stepping over the mess and going on. I ran back to help, and Mum just gave me a look that said, "Stay here and help me, please. I've really had it. Give me a hand. Don't muck around anymore." And as she turned her attention to Sophie again, I'm sure she said with her eyes to all the people scurrying past in the aisle, "Why don't you help me?" I began to help. I tried righting the trolley, but it was very heavy for me. I lifted at the handle, but the wheels at the front meant that it kept moving away from me. Trying not to step on the stuff on the floor, I tried again, and nearly got it until I slipped on a bottle of cooking oil that hadn't broken. Mum was coming to help me when I noticed two figures come around the end of the aisle. This time, as Mum lifted the trolley, I didn't concentrate, and the trolley banged into my shin. "Ow!" I shouted. "Robert, please," said Mum. And this time I thought Mum was going to cry. By this time, the two dark angels had come up to us, and Mum looked up at the tall one, and I could see she was just a tiny bit afraid. It was as if this was the one thing she didn't need right now. The tall dark angel put his hand on the trolley's side and lifted it up and righted it in one go. I just stood there with my mouth open. Even Sophie stopped crying. "Can we help?" said the angel with the crew cut. "Please," said Mum with a sigh. It only took what I reckon was a few seconds, but it must have taken longer, to put everything back on the shelves, all our stuff in the trolley, and we were heading for the checkout. The tall angel pushed Mum's trolley. "These are worse to ride than bikes," he said to Mum as he pushed it for her. At the checkout, we did receive some pretty weird looks, but we got through. "The fastest we'd ever done," said Mum. The angels packed our shopping for us, and as we went out to the car park, we saw their big bikes, and Mum even let me have a sit on one of them. Then they walked us to our car and put our groceries in the back and even put Sophie in her car seat. As they finished, Mum said, "Thank you very much for all your help. It wasn't a good day until you came along." "Shopping does that to you," said the tall angel with a smile. "Thank you for helping me. You were the only ones who did." "Yep, we go where angels fear to tread," said the short angel, and he gave a big chuckle, like into supermarkets. I laughed, and so did Mum. The tall angel gave me a little card, which had a picture of the angel on the bike in the thunderclouds. "Wow, thanks," I said. And we got into the car and went home while they walked to their bikes. There's one other thing that happened on the day that I met a dark angel. That night, as I was going to bed, I noticed that there was some writing on the back of the card. All it said was, Colossians 3:17. I didn't understand it and thought it must be some special code. I took it to Mum, and she said it was from the Bible. She read it to me. "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Mum just looked at me and said, "Well, I'll be." Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, keep your family faithful to you. Protect us from all evil, so that we may serve you by doing good to the glory of your name. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.